Nurses gathered across from hospital grounds Thursday, some in work scrubs, as they announced a majority of them had voted to form a union. Their supporters included UW Dr. Ford Ballantyne, who said the hospital has taken several cost-cutting measures that are affecting staff and patients.
Nurses who are not felt to be needed halfway through their shift could be sent home, with the option of either using vacation time or not getting paid. However, child care and fixed expenses were not cut in half.
Nurses previously had a union, but it ended after Act 10. That law, passed by Republicans under former Governor Scott Walker, largely got rid of collective bargaining for public sector workers. Shemae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.